This is Senior Moments, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And this is Robin Bright here with 99.3 The Vine, and I'm actually broadcasting live today from the Providence Queen of the Valley Community Collective Neighborhood Market, but we are also getting to, we got like a little double bonus here today. We are having our Senior Moments segment, and today I get to speak with Celeste Junta. She is the Director of Napa Valley Community Organizations Active in Disaster, and if that is a mouthful and doesn't sound too familiar, you may have heard them called Napa Valley COAD. Celeste, welcome, and can you tell us a little bit about what Napa Valley COAD does?
Well, yes, thanks for having me today. I'm excited to talk a little bit today about COAD and our preparedness programming. COAD started in 2016 as a response to the 2014 earthquake. We all felt that there was a much greater need to better coordinate services that were non-governmental services.
So absolutely.
COAD really focuses on coordinating those non-governmental services before, during, and after a disaster. We partner with the county a lot in the immediate aftermath of a disaster called the response phase. But today I'm here to talk about preparedness, particularly preparedness resources for our older adults and individuals who have access needs.
Perfect. So when you say like non-governmental, we're not talking about like FEMA or whatever when you hear stuff on the news. We're talking about our community resources pulling together and being kind of an organized machine.
Right. So it's our community-based and faith-based organizations that come together under the COAD umbrella, and we coordinate services. For example, at the beginning of COVID-19,
right,
we had quite a few subcommittees come together, and some were focused on emergency financial assistance, mm-hmm, coordinating food access, child care, mental health resources. So
necessary.
Yes, very necessary during that time. Very challenging time for us all. And then after we had just kind of gotten organized from COVID-19, we had those two back-to-back wildfires in 2020,
right,
in August and September. So it's been a busy time for COAD
absolutely,
in terms of response, and so it's exciting to be able to be talking more about preparedness when we're not in the middle of a disaster.
Absolutely. No, we are an amazing, amazing community and place to live, but I was telling my daughters recently, you know, you guys, you've been through so many things. In fact, someone spoke at Vintage High's graduation about this. All the things these kids have been through between a pandemic, an earthquake, fires. I mean, the list went on and on. I couldn't believe it. But you know what? These things don't seem quite so bad when you're prepared. And, you know, you mentioned the wildfires, and sometimes with that comes those power outages that we get during the summer months. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the different types of power outages that we can expect this summer?
Well, there's the new power outages called the enhanced power safety settings, and those are power outages that can occur without notice. Basically, PG&E has set those up so that we have fewer ignitions. So if something hits a line, I mean, this is particularly happens during May to November.
Mm-hmm.
If something hits a line, it'll shut off within a tenth of a second.
Oh, wow.
So that means that anybody in a high fire threat area needs to be ready at any time for a potential EPSS.
Which where you go turn on the lights and they just don't go on.
Right. And we actually had one at our house, our neighborhood, I think at the beginning of last week. So it was a little disconcerting because it just went like that. So those are the EPSS, the public safety power shutoffs. Those are planned, and usually we get 48 hours notice, particularly if you're on medical baseline, and I can talk a little bit more about that, or if you have signed up for address alerts through PG&E.
Right. Now, I think I've done that because we were out of town a couple weeks ago, and I think I had one as well, but we got the notice that you'd have no power at this point. So.
Right. So for EPSS, you will get a notification from PG&E about when power will be restored.
Mm-hmm.
For PSPSs, they will tell you approximate when the shutoff will occur and give you about 48 hours notice.
To eat all the ice cream.
Yes, to eat all your ice cream. But to also make backup power plans. That's what's even more important.
More important, for
yes,
sure. I was just, you gotta get eat the ice cream, right? So how can we prepare for these outages? What are some things that we can do? And we've got assistance that's available from PG&E and other local agencies. Mm-hmm. What can people utilize?
So from PG&E, you can get on the medical baseline program, and that will definitely give you more access to resources. And the medical baseline program is for individuals you get power at a lower rate.
And who doesn't want that?
I know. And that's because you meet a medical condition that requires certain durable medical equipment.
Right.
So there's that. Then there's also the vulnerable customer program. And that is where you can self-certify. Medical baseline requires you to be certified by your physician. But so there are those programs. And the key to finding out what you're eligible for is to call PG&E. And that phone number is 1-800-743-5000. And you can find out if you're eligible for the medical baseline program. You can also contact the local disability services and legal center. Because okay. Through PG&E, there are programs where you can get backup power batteries or other backup power options. You can also, during a PSPS, if that backup power option won't support your needs, they will also have available to you food and hotel vouchers.
Oh, wow.
So it's really important to talk to the local disability services and legal center.
But knowing that we live in this area, you would recommend doing that before it's needed, because as things are happening, is not the time to be calling them.
Yep.
So kind of like running to Home Depot and trying to buy a generator when everybody's power's out.
Right. So you can contact them through 707-253-0272. That's the number for the local disability services and legal center where you can get backup support during PSPS events.
Nice. That's really going to be really super helpful. What are some resources that are available for people who might be homebound, and who could they contact for assistance?
Well, I would definitely recommend they contact the County In-Home Health Services Department, and that can be reached at 707-253-3818. And that is a department under the Comprehensive Services for Older Adults. And okay. they have an exciting new booklet available that outlines all of the services available to older adults.
Oh, we were just looking through that. It's very comprehensive, very user-friendly. I really hope people will go and check that out.
Yes, and you can get that access to it on the county website. It's been put together by Napa County Calabria Care and the Napa Solano Area for Aging. And so if you don't have the ability to download it, or your caretaker can't do that for you, you can get more information at 707-253-4248.
Oh, that's so great. Now, throughout the summer, and I hate to say fire season, but it kind of is, we always hear things about red flag warnings, and you know, today we have a red flag warning. What is that? What does it mean? What should we do when we hear that?
So a red flag warning is when we are experiencing heightened weather that will exacerbate or make worse any fire behavior. And so it's often associated with a PSPS event. So we really want people to be prepared, have their evacuation plan in place, and to review and practice their evacuation when there's a red flag warning, because it's an optimal time to make sure you're ready and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Because a red flag warning is when there's heightened danger of fire, and so it's time to get ready.
Absolutely. And what should be included in that evacuation plan?
Definitely have an evacuation plan that is 3 deep, if you can. You want to make sure that you talk to your neighbors, your caregivers, and your family, so that you have a transportation plan that doesn't just rely on one person. A backup plan is the county resources or city resources. You can contact the sheriff's department or your local fire police department to see what kind of backup transportation there is during an evacuation.
Right. Now, we always talk about having our go bags ready. Just really quickly, can you tell us a little bit about those critical documents that we should have, either on hard documents or digital copies, that people should probably be ready to take with them?
Yes, always make sure you have your medication list, because that is one of the things that people often forget is the medication, because that needs to be grabbed. You can't keep it always in your go bag. So you want to make sure you have your insurance papers, vehicle registration, any life insurance papers, disability papers, bank accounts, investments, deeds of trust, your mortgage, any estate papers and powers of attorney, licenses, and your Social Security card.
Perfect. Now, if people have pets, where can they call for some help and assistance if evacuation is necessary with pets, either large or small?
Well, so you would want to go to Napa CART, and their phone number is 707-253-4382, and that is Community Animal Rescue Team, Napa CART, and they have 4 adults pet evacuation kits. So that it's a lot easier for you to evacuate.
So carriers for small animals and then assistance with larger ones.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. So if people miss some of these phone numbers or they want to get some more information or find out more about Napa Valley COAD, they can get information at NapaValleyCOAD.org. Yes?
Correct. Yep.
All right. So COAD's preparedness calendar also includes many of the information resources that we talked about today. So you can check it out there. I've been speaking with Celeste Junta. She is the director for Napa Valley Community Organizations Active in Disaster, also known as COAD. Thank you so much for joining us here at 99.3 The Vine.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, this is Robin Bright, and I am broadcasting live from the Community Collective, a neighborhood market at the Queen of the Valley Medical Center.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.